we're talking about running. With me is Gemma. Hi, Gemma.
Hello.
Now, Gemma, you're not a professional runner, but I know that you take running very seriously.
Yeah. Well, when I was at school, I always enjoyed running anyway. And then I stopped for a few years. But then in the early 1980s, there was quite a big boon of people to encourage people to start running again to keep fit. So that sort of promoted me back into running again. So, yeah, so I've been running, I suppose, ever since, on and off. Yeah.
What is it about running that you like as an exercise?
I think it's to go out in the fresh air, whether it's cold or windy or even if it's raining, it's just nice to be out in the country. You have some time just to yourself to go out and just have that space and that sense of freedom. Just go out and run for an hour or an hour and a half is just lovely. It's sort of my time just for me.
And I know you actually have done a marathon, haven't you?
Yes, many years ago, I have to say. In 1994, I actually did the London Marathon. That was my first and, to date, the only marathon I've ever done. And it was a fabulous experience. I really enjoyed it.
Tell me about the training that you had to do for that.
Well, I sat on the settee at home and I watched, in 1993, I watched the marathon. And I said to my husband, I'd really like to do a marathon. So I applied and I was fortunate enough to be accepted. So throughout that whole year, I gradually increased the amount of miles I was running each week. So through the year, I did 3 half marathons, which is 13.1 miles. And that led me to being fit enough to do the London Marathon the following year. So
it must have been an amazing experience. Do you know how many people took part that year?
I can't remember that year. It was still quite early on in the popularity of running. It's certainly much, much bigger now, but it was the biggest race I had ever run in. It was just a sea of people, and I just remember running under Tower Bridge and past the Cutty Sark, and there were bands playing, and I had my name on my T-shirt. So all the children would call out your name and give you sweets and things like that. So the atmosphere was fantastic. And the crowds in some places were about 5 or 6 people deep, even, you know, sort of 15 years ago. So it was amazing. I don't think I would ever forget that. It was fantastic.
So do you think all those people calling out your name, that kept you going?
Oh, yes, very much so. Yes, I mean, it was lovely because they would say, go, Gemma, go on, well done. And just that encouragement when you're feeling quite tired and your legs are really feeling a bit heavy, just to have people calling you by your actual name makes it much more personalised. They're not just cheering anybody, they're cheering you specifically. So that made a big difference because obviously I didn't have family with me. I was just running it by myself, so that was lovely. Yeah.
How did you feel when you crossed the finishing line?
Well, it was very emotional, actually, because it was such a sense of achievement. And I was so proud of the time that I'd run it in.
Can you remember how fast you did it?
Oh, I was 4 hours, 12 minutes. You never forget the time of your first marathon. So I was very pleased with that. And I never hit, they have a term called hitting the wall.
Right.
Where if you haven't trained properly or if you run out of energy, you really find it difficult to even walk, let alone run. And I never felt that. I felt well throughout the whole of the run. I ran continually and didn't stop.
Fantastic. So, you've just done a race recently. What was that?
Yes, well, I was very pleased to have done the Lisbon Half Marathon just yesterday, and that was fantastic. I hadn't run a half marathon for quite a few months. I'd done one at home in November, and this was my first one actually abroad. That was lovely. So,
well, yeah. Fantastic, Gemma.